Well, you can hear the influence of both Brun Campbell and certainly in the last section, the influence of Jelly Roll Morton. Right after that, in 1978, he recorded a complete album featuring almost all Jelly Roll Morton's works, which was recorded in New Orleans and sold, I guess, quite well locally. Then, in 1978, he really hit his stride with Midwestern folk ragtime, and here's a rag that really got people's attention. It's called Creole, named after the village where David grew up. And we happen to have a duet version featuring Morton Gunnar Larson and David Thomas Roberts together at the Rocky Mountain Ragtime Festival in the year 2000.